Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military Sunday announced a tactical pause in its offensive in the southern Gaza Strip to allow the deliveries of increased quantities of humanitarian aid. The army said the pause would begin in the Rafah area at about 0500 GMT and remain in effect until 7 p.m., or should say 1600 GMT. It said the pauses would take place every day until further notice. An explosion in southern Gaza killed 8 Israeli soldiers, according to the military, making it the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. The attack coming more than 8 months into a grinding war that shows few signs of ending soon was likely to fuel new calls for a ceasefire by Israeli protesters. It also came as the government confronts widespread anger over exemptions from military service for young ultra-Orthodox men. Israel launched the air and ground invasion of Gaza in response to the October 7th cross-border attack by Hamas and other militants that killed about 1,200 people and took about 250 others hostage. Dozens of world leaders converged on a Swiss resort Saturday to discuss how to bring peace to war-ravaged Ukraine, though any hopes of real breakthroughs were muted by the absence of Russia. More than 2 years into the war, the combatants remain as far apart as they've ever been, with Kyiv sticking to its demands that Russia leave all Ukrainian territory it has seized, and Moscow pressing on with its grinding offensive that has already taken large swaths of eastern and southern Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Masses of pilgrims Sunday embarked on a symbolic stoning of the devil in Saudi Arabia. The ritual marks the final days of the Hajj pilgrimage and start of Eid al-Adha. And for celebrations for Muslims around the world, stoning is among the final rites of the Hajj, which is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. It came a day after more than 1.8 million pilgrims congregated on a sacred hill in Mount Arafat outside the holy city of Mecca, which Muslim pilgrims visit to perform the annual 5-day rituals of Hajj. After flying through the night across 9 time zones from southern Italy to southern California, U.S. President Joe Biden shifted his focus from Russia's challenge of Western unity to raking in big money for his re-election campaign at a Hollywood fundraiser featuring George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Biden went straight from the Group of 7 summit of wealthy democracies, where Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine took center stage, to Los Angeles and the glitzy gathering unfolding Saturday night at the 7,100-seat Peacock Center. The journey was only broken up by a layover to refuel outside of Washington. Donald Trump Saturday night suggested President Joe Biden should have to take a cognitive test, only to confuse who administered the test to him in the next sentence. Former president, the presumptive Republican nominee, referred to Texas Republican Representative Ronnie Jackson, who was a White House physician for part of his presidency, as Ronnie Johnson. The moment came as Trump was questioning Biden's mental acuity, and something he often does on the campaign trail as well as on social media. Britain put on a display of birthday pageantry Saturday for King Charles III, a military parade that marked the Princess of Wales' first appearance at a public event since her cancer diagnosis earlier in the year. Haitian leaders have ousted France Elmy, the beleaguered director of Haiti's National Police, following months of criticism that he was not doing enough to protect officers under assault by gangs. A government official not authorized to speak to the media told the Associated Press Saturday that the former Haitian police chief, Normio Rameau, will once again take the helm of underfunded and ill-equipped department. The UN report notes only has around 4,000 officers on duty at a time in the country of more than 11 million inhabitants. I'm Tommy McNeil.